Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Lenteen. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox fires to first and picks off McRae. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Akins reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Royals, 1. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis bunts towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Otis for the out. Akins moves to third. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Akins scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Poppy moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington bunts towards the mound. Wilcox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. One out. It's Tigers, 2, Royals, 2. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wackenfuss. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Poppy hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Brett reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. Otis is hit by the pitch. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lentine hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilcox. Washington moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Poppy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lentin moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.